Welcome to Sunrise Side Today, and I'm your host, Marvin Lee, sitting in for Kevin Allen today. And with us on today's program, we have the Lake Huron Discovery Tour, which is going on between October 7th and the 10th. It's a three-day weekend where we invite you to discover US 23, our heritage route running from the Saginaw Bay region all the way up to Sheboygan. And with us today is Katie Wolf, Tim Cunline, and Mary Ellen Jones, and Chris Potulski. Thank you much for joining us on today's program, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You're welcome. And tell us more about what the program is going to entail and what your goals are for this season's event.
Well, the Lake Huron Discovery Tour is a cultural event that Michigan Arts and Culture Northeast is sponsoring in collaboration with US 23 Heritage Route. And the idea is to make the region of Northeast Michigan, the US 23 Heritage Route, more familiar to the outside world, to draw people in from outside this region to discover what great cultural assets we have to share in this part of the state.
It is kind of unique. Michigan has been traditionally a lumbering state, and on this side of the state, you do get a good bit of that lumbering history. But beyond that, we have Lake Huron as a wonderful, clean water, Great Lake resource that, in my opinion, is probably better than Lake Michigan because it's calmer, for one, a little colder, but it is a great swimming lake because it's shallow. You could go wade out in it, and we have some nice beaches on this side of the state. I think a lot of people don't seem to realize that. So your goal is to get people up here to discover that and so much more, I'm sure.
Yeah, and we're encouraging doing this by using the US 23 Heritage Route website so that you can plan your trip and maximize your time here, see what the assets are that are available. Mm-hmm. The website is www.us23heritageroute.org, and there are literally several thousand assets listed there, all the way from hotels and restaurants to museums, art galleries, hiking trails, campgrounds, and it's just a wonderful resource that we have available through Northeast Michigan Council of Government.
And much of our shoreline is public, so you can visit lighthouses and hike the shoreline for several miles in some locations. It's a great resource for somebody who has been to hiking and discovering wilderness areas. Neguagon is one that comes to mind. Even 40 Mile Point Lighthouse up north. That's a beautiful spot. I love that area. And there's great resources there to discover. And many of our lighthouses are open for tours during the summertime. So if you're interested in that kind of thing, they're fully outfitted, pretty much historical museums. And there's interpretive people on staff that would be glad to tell you what stuff is for and about.
And our primary purpose with this interview is to encourage organizations like that, the lighthouses, businesses, to identify what they could do to host events during that Discovery Tour weekend.
There you go.
And make sure that they get that information posted to the US 23 Heritage website so that people that we're appealing to through our external marketing campaign know that these things are available. It may just be your regular business hours or maybe something special, but to get that information posted as soon as possible so that as people travel here over the summer months, they see those things and spread the word and maybe plan another trip back in October when this place is just absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, we get a lot of color on in September, and people just absolutely love to come up to Northern Michigan. It's kind of like a mini Vermont or Maine. You know, you can come up here and enjoy some great color tours during that time. We can encourage these businesses to hop on board for some free promotion, get their business out there on a unified site that encourages people to travel US 23 from Standish on northward and just enjoy everything that Lake Huron has to offer. And of course, points inland from there as well. We encourage people to explore everywhere. So anything that you want to add, Mary Ellen?
Just when you go on the website, you'll see a scrolling calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Part of our tagline is Lake Huron Discover Tour, Discover Me on 23.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see the scrolling calendar, you'll see all the events that are happening between now and then. But if you go straight to October, you'll see that there have been events uploaded to the website. There's probably a couple dozen events. There are
so far.
And it'll go up to 100 by the time we get there. Probably more. There were 100 last year.
And we're hoping to get more.
Right. And so there are events at wineries along the way, breweries.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, there are three recreational tours that we're doing. One in Neguagon that you mentioned before. We're doing a walk jog through Neguagon.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're doing a dark sky event that night, October 8th.
Yeah. And Neguagon has been designated as a national dark sky location.
So, it has indeed.
Yeah. So stargazers rejoice.
Yes. And then another event along the lines of the recreational tour is on Saturday morning. There's a sunrise cycling tour through Squaw Bay, all the way past the 45th parallel and on to the farmer's market.
Wow.
And then Sunday morning, there's a stand-up paddleboard kayaking event starting at Mishikiwas Park, and then they're going to go out in Thunder Bay. So
we have lots of shirt.
Yeah, we have lots of wonderful partners up and down US 23, and it's going to be lots of fun. So we really want to encourage organizations, nonprofits, venues, people who have restaurants to remain open and get involved in the Lake Huron Discovery Tour.
I think that is a wonderful thing, Mary Ellen. And again, for all the businesses out there that are interested in getting listed on the US23HeritageRoute.org site, this event is going to be held October 7th through the 10th, and that is Columbus Day weekend. So we got a big three-day weekend there, giving everybody an opportunity to bring the tourists in, and even locals. I'm sure there's a lot of people that live here that have never discovered some of these points. You'd be amazed at. Now, I'm from out of state, so I have talked to a lot of people who don't know their own state that well. I probably know more about it than they do because I have spent time exploring Michigan, and Michigan is the vacation state up north, and there's no reason why you can't enjoy it if you live here.
Marvin, one of the other things to note here is that it's also Indigenous Peoples Day, that Monday.
Yes.
And one of the major themes that Michigan Arts and Culture Northeast is espousing is the rich cultural history of this region, mm-hmm. and bringing greater awareness to mm-hmm. it. We were fortunate enough this year, with the help of Katie Wolf, the Community Foundation for Northeast Michigan, to get a Michigan Humanities Council heritage grant to highlight the great heritage of the Native Americans along this path. Mm-hmm. You know, US 23 was a Native American path.
Right.
And not quite precisely where the road stands now, but nonetheless, this is an ancient byway, highway, and we have the virtual version of that now with US 23 Heritage Route. And so there are so many unique facets to this weekend and all that we're trying to build with this Lake Huron mm-hmm. Discovery Tour. We just encourage everyone who has a stake in making this region, mm-hmm. growing the economic pie, building community, to take advantage of it. There are a lot of people pulling a lot of resources together to make this region better known in its full array. Yes. To the outside world.
That's right. And it behooves these businesses to get on board on US23HeritageRoute.org. And like Mary Ellen said, get on there and put your items on the calendar so people will know about you. And we also encourage them to link to the US23HeritageRoute.org site. And do you guys in turn provide listings for links on those businesses on your site?
Yes, there's clear instructions when you are choosing to list events. If you don't have your business or organization set up with an asset account, one can be created, and the instructions are there. But also check us out on Facebook, and you can keep posted on developments there as well.
Oh, very good. Very good. And the Facebook page is?
Lake Huron Discovery Tour.
Oh, okay. Very good. Very simple.
And look out for our campaign, Discover Me on 23. That'll be coming up soon.
Well, guys, thanks for spending time with us today on Sunrise Side Today, and we hope you have great success with this. Again, the event is October 7th through the 10th. It's a three-day weekend over the Columbus Day weekend, and it's the Lake Huron Discovery Tour. Thanks for joining us. Katie Wolf, Tim Kindline, and Mary Ellen Jones, along with Chris Witulski. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you.